Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Brother Victor calling from the conference room, and we are so excited about what's taking place. The surprise speaker, as you saw here on the text message here a little while ago, is Brother Jackson from Compton. I'm going to make sure that he's on the line. Brother Jackson, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here, brother.
Praise Excellent. Lord. Before you go in, we're going to go ahead and just make a quick announcement, and that is this. We are wanting everyone to know that our pastor, Pastor Clark, is home from the hospital. He's doing much better. Please continue to keep him in prayer. We'll continue to pray for some of our other folks, the Jacksons and the Riggs and Brother Ray. We're going to continue to pray for those that are needing prayer, needing help right now. And we want to remind everyone that we will be sending out a textory regarding tomorrow's services, Sunday morning and Sunday night. All right, now we're going to go ahead and give it to Brother Jackson. I was just talking to him this morning, and I want to say this, everyone. We feel the special connection with Brother Jackson. They call them the Jackson Five. There's five family members. the Jackson family, the church in Compton. I've been fortunate to be able to be there, and what a privilege and an honor it's been to be there with that church. And we feel like there's a connection with his church and our church. I know we were trying to get out there with him here in the last year, and then a lot of things happened, including this COVID crisis. But here we are meeting, and he is aiding us. He is helping us with our outreach and with our evangelism, and it's such an honor to have him speaking to us, and we look forward to also returning that favor for him here in the very near future. Brother Jackson, I'm going to give it over to you now, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Victor. Love and appreciate you and your family. Love and appreciate Elder and Sister Clark and the church family there. And we, brother, we echo your comments right back at you. We feel the same way toward you and the church there and Pastor and Sister Clark. You guys are our family, and we are looking forward to connecting and having church together and doing some outreach with one another. And, man, what a surprise. This was impromptu. Thank you for the invitation. I really count it an honor and a privilege to be here today. And I really prayed and I take this serious. And I am just grateful that you guys would trust me enough and allow me to speak to you this morning regarding outreach. I really do feel like outreach is the catalyst for revival, going beyond our four walls and reaching beyond just what we can do in our local assembly and putting our focus on a lost and dying world. That's how we keep the church growing. That's how we keep the church fresh, keep the Spirit of God moving. Even if you'll look in the Word of God, Christ did two things. Number one, for 30 years, he worked on himself, and he became the man. And the next 3 years after he was ready, after the man, the flesh, was ready for 3 years, he had an earthly ministry on earth. So we get ourselves right, and then we don't stop there, but we reach a lost and a dying world. And I won't be long, but I do, man, I've been feeling this, and I'm grateful that I have an opportunity to talk about it today. But I want to talk about two of the patriarchs in the Word of God. One of them we know very well. And the other one we don't hear a lot about, but he's the one that really stuck out to me when I was praying and seeking the Lord, and I just been feeling this for a little while. Didn't know this was going to happen, but here we go. But anyway, one of them, he's very familiar. He's not shy about his love for God. We read about him. He wasn't ashamed to be associated with Jesus. He was very outspoken. He even preached on the day of Pentecost. We all probably know who he is by now, Simon Peter, the one that received the revelation that there's only one God and Jesus is his name. Wasn't shy about it when the Lord asked him, his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" While everyone else was guessing, Peter was right on point. He said, "I'll tell you who you are." He had a revelation of who God was, and that revelation propelled him into being what God called him to be. It's very important that we know who he is. So we all know Peter. We all know about his life, how he stood, how he was not afraid to protect Christ. The Bible says even when the soldiers came for Christ, it was Peter that draw the sword and cut the soldier's ear off. And Christ had to rebuke him. So this was a man that was well known and well associated with God. He wasn't afraid to be in the limelight. He wasn't afraid to preach the gospel. And because of his boldness, we have what we have today in history of him standing up on the day of Pentecost and preaching, you got to repent of your sins and you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is Peter. This is someone that we are very, very familiar with. He is a patriarch. He is someone that I want to pattern my life. He's someone that if we had him in our church today, we'd love to hang around him. We'd love to be associated with him. We'd love to brag that Peter's in our church assembly. This was someone that is well known throughout the scripture. But there's another patriarch today that I want to real quickly touch on, and this is what I feel the Lord has put on my heart. And this is someone that's really not known. He's not known by his name, but really he's known by his position. Matter of fact, if you read the majority of the times that you see his name, it's describing his position. His name is Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. If you'll go throughout the scripture and you'll look up the name Andrew, the majority of the times there's a shadow that's being cast. And this is Andrew, and if you want to get to know him, just know that he's Simon Peter's brother. Really didn't do a whole lot. You don't see him preaching a lot of great messages. Don't hear about him doing a lot of great miracles. All we know him by is Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. The one that preached, the one that taught, the bold, fiery Peter. This is his brother, kind of lived in the shadows. But without Andrew, there is no Peter. Without Andrew, there is no Peter. I want to draw your attention to John chapter 1, verse 40 through 42. I want you to hear this today. John chapter 1, verse 40, starting at verse 40, it says, "One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew." Guess who Andrew was? Simon Peter's brother. He first finds his own brother. I want you to see this. This is where I want to get to today. This is what he did. This is who he is. His name didn't mean a whole lot, but his position. He first finds his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, the Peter that preached on the day of Pentecost. This is his salvation story. A man by the name of Andrew, not a big name, only known for being Peter's brother. But if you take a deeper dive and you look in the scripture, it's Andrew that brought Peter to Jesus. And he brought him to Jesus, and Jesus beheld him. Andrew, he wasn't known for very much. But one thing we can say about Andrew is he loved bringing people to God. That was his calling. That was his desire. He looked beyond his group, and he seen a dying generation, and he had the answer, and that answer was to get them to Jesus. And this Peter, that we all know very much about, it was Andrew that brought him to Jesus, and Jesus beheld him. He said, "Simon, son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas," which is being, by interpretation, a stone. So here Andrew is, the brother, Simon Peter. Yet he had a calling. Yet he was more instrumental than we could ever imagine, because it was him that without fear of rejection looked his brother in the eye and said, "Hey, we found the answer. I know you are a fisherman. I know you are rough. But I want you to know that there is somebody that's greater than you. And he's been waiting on us. And I want to introduce you to Jesus." We don't hear a lot about Andrew, but what you do hear about Andrew, and Andrew made history, because without this act, there would be no Peter. I want to bring your attention to John chapter 5. Here is Andrew again, the one that's not known by his name, but rather his position. John chapter 6, verse 5, It says that when Jesus lifted up his eyes, saw a great company coming unto him, and he said, Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? The Bible says, and he said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. And one of his disciples, he is again, Andrew. Ooh, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, that's what he's known for, said unto him, there is a land which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Andrew, he's at it again, chasing the people, looking, watching, desiring to bring somebody to Jesus, waiting for the opportunity to do what God has called him to do. And when the question arose, what are we going to do? Andrew said, hey, I got a young man right here, and I'm going to bring him to Jesus. And we all know the story how, because of an act of faith from Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, because of that act, one of the greatest miracles ever recorded in the Word of God was performed. And Jesus fed over 5,000 people because there was a man that, although he wasn't in the limelight, although he didn't have great speaking abilities, we don't see him in the forefront. We only know him as Simon Peter's brother. But his call, his purpose, was to bring people to Jesus. And in fulfilling his purpose, we have the day of Pentecost. In fulfilling his purpose, we have over 5,000 people being fed because he just done what God called him to do. We all know the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Here is Jesus speaking to his disciples, telling them about the power that is coming, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be. This is something that's going to happen. This is going to be part of your nature. You're going to be a witness. It's going to be a desire that's not manufactured or drummed up by training, but this is going to just be something that's going to happen the closer you get to me. The more you allow me to shine through, you're going to be a witness. You're going to reach out to people. And I know that we're living in a different time, and door knocking is not something that we're doing, but praying for people, calling people on the phone, and leaving a voice of encouragement. We shall be witnesses. I want to encourage this church to take upon that call that Andrew found himself taking upon, and just being what God called you to be. Because you'll never know the impact that you can have on a lad, or the impact you can have on an adult by just introducing them to Jesus. I want to encourage you to continue to pray and seek God for this lost and dying generation. Continue to be a witness. Pray for revival for your church. We love Truth Church. We love your pastor and his family. And I want to encourage you to continue to do the will of God. Thank you, Brother Victor, for this opportunity. And I want to just leave you with that. Love you all very much. And looking forward to hearing the good reports to come.
Brother Jackson, I want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. We are feeling the anointing right now. I got to tell you, I'm in tears right now. I've been moved. I've been stirred. And this is powerful what you've done, what you've given us this morning, Brother Jackson. I want to say something. Yes, just in the last few weeks, I've been thinking about an Andrew, the quiet one, the one that we don't hear much about. But you said it. Without him, there'd be no Peter. He had to make that connection. And that's what I believe that God is trying to tell us as the church right now. Hey, I may not be a big name, but I don't need to be a big name. I just need to do my part. Right. Pastor Clark just preached a message here a few weeks ago, Brother Jackson, before he became ill, regarding Jonathan and the armor bearer. Remember that, everybody? Jonathan and the armor bearer. And it was the armor bearer that encouraged, that motivated, that gave Jonathan, hey, we can do this, Jonathan. We can do this. We can win this battle. There's 20 some of them. There's two of us. We're the 10%, but wow, we are the majority. And you just reminded us of that this morning again, Brother Jackson. So once again, thank you for this anointed message, this powerful message. You told me this morning, hey, Brother Victor, you weren't out there screaming and yelling, but we appreciate your ministry. Well, I'm throwing it right back at you, Brother Jackson. You were going very quiet, very silently, but there was a very subtle but powerful anointing that we felt in your words. Thank you, Brother Jackson. You know, before we close up, why don't we just pray right now? We're going to pray for Brother Jackson, his family.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, and his church.
God, I love you.
Let's pray right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you for Brother Jackson. Thank you for Sister Jackson, their family, Lord God, for his burden. This is a true man of God who has a heart of gold and a heart for your people. I'm asking you, Lord, to continue to touch him. Bless him, cover him, his family, protect them, Lord God, and give them, Lord, the tools, the things that they need in order for them to go out into that harvest field and to begin to bring the souls in that you've chosen for that city, because you have many souls in that city, in his city, Lord God, and in this city, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for your anointing, Lord God. Hallelujah, Ravashata.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Brother Jackson, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and we're going to get into prayer right now because the prayer is already here. But thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough, Brother Jackson. We love you. We appreciate you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you.